everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week, and make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. We're your hosts, David and Jessica, and make sure you listen to last week's episode where we talked about protein and how much protein you should actually be getting, what happens if you don't get enough protein, and what happens if you eat too much protein. So go back and check out that episode. This week, we're going to be talking about burnout. We'll be explaining what burnout is, its effects on your mental and physical wellness, and how to overcome it. So would you like to talk more about burnout?
Yeah. So what is burnout in particular? We'll start there. Different from just stress. I think we all have like everyday stress, things that happen or occur throughout our days that cause us to be stressed. Burnout is different. It's actually almost leading to like a depression state. And it's really from the work or jobs that we have. So it's a form, burnout is a form of exhaustion. And it's caused by that constant feeling of being like swamped with different tasks to complete for work, stress throughout our day at work. So that constant feeling of not being able to catch up with anything is what burnout actually is. It most often occurs when we are experiencing too much emotional, physical, or mental fatigue for long periods of time. So we might have one really bad day in our week. Well, that's not going to be what burnout is from that one day. But if we consistently are having long days and coming home and saying it was a long day or a long week or a long month, then we're at our burnout stage. So again, stress is when we're having too much mental or physical pressure, where burnout is when that pressure has become like we're almost not feeling anything. So there's too little emotion, too little motivation, too little care in what we're doing because we've been in that overwhelmed state for such a long period of time. So burnout makes you feel like you're depleted and used up, where they have said before you need to charge that battery. That's where that burnout comes in. So signs that you're feeling burnout is being tired consistently or exhausted. Your lack enthusiasm in your day-to-day life. You have feelings of negativity toward your job as well. An inability to perform your job is another sign of burnout. So you kind of are like stuck. Mental burnout symptoms, you have feelings of self-doubt, you're not sure if you're good enough, you feel helplessness, you don't know where to even begin, how to ask for help when you're needing the help, how to kind of delegate the tasks that you're given. You feel like you're defeated and like a failure. The physical burnout symptoms would be that you're getting sick more often, that tiredness, you're always feeling tired, your energy is always low. You actually can feel body aches and the headaches because you get like the tension headaches from muscles being tense from always being stressed. And severe symptoms of burnout could also be no appetite, and then that lack of sleep. So you may not have all of these symptoms, but just having a few of them can add to that sense of being burnt out from your job or career. Did you want to add anything for like symptoms and how you're feeling with burnout?
I think you covered it all.
All right. So then, great, we know what burnout is. We know how we're feeling when we have burnout, but what can we do to help with burnout? So ways that you can recover from burnout is sleeping, of course. So I now am back to work. I had my summer off, but being back at work, I'm in a different like routine of life. So I have to really set that time for me to get the sleep that I'm needing. So making sure that I'm getting enough sleep or you're getting enough sleep, you want to aim for at least seven hours, maximum 9 hours of sleep and quality sleep each night. I know with work, there can be dreams that occur or just like the constant thought of like, I need to get this, and this done. So your mind is constantly racing at night. You want to make sure then that you're going to bed even earlier and you're setting a good bedtime routine to help prevent those thoughts from occurring throughout your night. You want to set boundaries. This is something that I've struggled with and I'm starting to get better at, but setting boundaries. So really define those work hours. I think that when you have a like clock job, like you go in, you're clocking in and you can clock out. So the hourly job, that it's easier a little bit to set those boundaries because you have your work hours set for you, right? You're getting paid from 8 a.m. till, I don't know, 5 p.m., 4 p.m. So that's your work day. Those are the hours that I'm getting paid. That's when I'm on the clock. Where a salary job, you're getting paid, you know, bi-weekly, your hours are what it is for the day, but then you have other tasks that you might need to complete after hours. So that's where those lines get a little blurred. And that's where you really have to set your schedule and stick with that schedule and know that you are important as well. So setting boundaries, making sure that this is my work time and this is my personal time. Managing stress, so different techniques to manage stress helps with burnout. You want to make sure, but things that could help would be like meditation, which we've reviewed previously, exercising, we review that a lot on this podcast, and then deep breathing. So deep breathing you can even do throughout your day while you're working. You can set like 30-minute increments of work and then take like a 3-minute deep breath session. So those are some things that can help with managing the stress throughout your day at work and then also while you're off of work. Another thing to do to help recover from burnout would be practicing mindfulness. So really trying to stay in the moment throughout your day. Focus yourself internally. So even just placing your hand on your heart throughout your day, if you're starting to feel the stress come on, or your belly, because it helps then to take the attention off your thoughts and now onto what your hand is on, that physical pressure. And just being in the moment, so looking around the room, seeing what you notice in the room during that moment in time that you're feeling a little more stressed or overwhelmed. Seek support from coworkers. Coworkers probably are feeling the same amount of stress that you are. So ask questions, get help from them. What are some techniques that they might use to help with when they're starting to feel overwhelmed at work? Maybe they even can take some of the tasks that are given to you off of your plate by helping with that delegation of those tasks. Reach out to some family and friends. I know if I've had an especially challenging day, I'll text my husband throughout the day. At night, we always kind of have a debrief of how was our day. And then I call my mom or my sister or people that I know that will uplift me so that I'm not stuck in that feeling of like, oh, this was just the worst, right? And then making time to have fun. So if that means you're planning events a week out, 2 weeks out, a month out, do it, because you want to make sure that you have that time, right? You're still setting the boundary of here's my work, here's my personal time. So set things to look forward to in life. A lot of times we'll like look up concerts. Well, my husband is way better at that than I am, but he'll be like, oh, let's go do this or let's go here this weekend. What are we gonna do? So we're always trying to plan something in our weekend so that we're making sure that we are having fun after our hard week of work. Reflecting on your efforts as well. So when looking for like new jobs, I think we do a really good job of like setting your resume and you get excited and you're like, oh my gosh, I've accomplished so much in my life. Where once you're now in that job, you've gotten the job, you start to realize, or not realize, but you start to not focus on all of those positives that you've written in your resume that got you that job. So you lose a little bit of like the hype moment. And that also leads to that burnout. So review your resume, right? Even if it means updating it. Not that you're looking for a new job, but just that you're realizing, oh my gosh, I've accomplished all this stuff. This is why they hired me. I am not a failure. I've done so much in my life to get to where I'm at. So refocusing your thoughts to what is positive also helps deplete or get rid of that burnout feeling. Then improve your self-understanding. So understand the effect of chronic stress on your thoughts and behaviors. So as soon as that negative thought is popping up into your head, or you're that feeling of failure, or the feeling of being burnt out, the, oh my gosh, this is a lot right now, reframe your thought right away. So just notice like, okay, I'm thinking about this. I know this is not true, and start reframing it. In my counseling sessions, we did this exercise where we would talk to our younger selves. So think about it as if you're talking to yourself as a child, right? Think of it as if you were 4 years old or 3 years old. Would you want your child to be told that you're not good enough, that you're not able to do this task? No, right? We want us to be uplifted. We would be uplifting children. We'd want to feel that uplift from our own parents or people that love us. So start to reframe that thought and think of yourself as that child. And it does really help you to stay in the moment and then reframe to more positive rather than going down that deep hole of negativity. So something to try this week or throughout your career, if you ever start to feel those symptoms of burnout come on, the overstressedness, the feeling as if you're not good enough, reframe those thoughts right away in your mind.
All right, some great information there. I think it's important to recognize the signs. The first step is to acknowledge that you're experiencing burnout. When you're feeling fatigue, irritable, or lack of motivation, make sure you're taking frequent breaks at work, take a short walk, a weekend trip, or even a longer vacation to recharge. Find meaning in your work. Try to find meaning in those daily activities and make sure that you find the why behind that, and that'll help fulfill you and create motivation. Help overcome that burnout as well. Very important to prioritize self-care. Make sure you get those workouts in. Time to relax, time to meditate, do yoga, and that will help as well. It's important to stay organized, keep a to-do list, manage your time effectively. It can really help reduce the stress associated with burnout as well. And stay connected. My wife mentioned it, speaking to friends, family, those type of things. So it's important not to isolate yourself, spending too much time at home watching Netflix and things like that. Get out there, socialize, find events to go to, and that will help with burnout as well. So that's all we had on burnout. Once again, we're your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Follow this podcast and share it with your friends and family if you think they would find some helpful tips here. And we will see you next week.
Bye.